Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and Happy New Year. This is the first show of the new year, 2014, and I am anticipating and expecting this year to be one of the best years yet. I wish all of you much love, light, health, happiness, joy, and everything that is for your best and highest good. May it all come to you in this year, enriching your life and helping you to grow personally and spiritually. I'd like to thank the founders of the Theka Network for giving me this opportunity to bring this show to you all. And here at Violet Reiki Radio, we will be discussing Reiki, energy healing, all things surrounding Reiki, metaphysics, and much more. Reiki is a universal life force energy and intelligent energy of love and wholeness. It understands the cause of problems and what healing is necessary. The Reiki energy has a wisdom of its own, healing and balancing all aspects of a person's mind, body, emotions, and spirit. Reiki is a blessing, an instantaneously conferred sacred potential for healing, protection, and spiritual development. I'd like to let you guys know that as I'm doing this show and looking out the window of my office here on Long Island, where I am in Nassau County, we have these teeny tiny snowflakes falling. And as an old boss of mine once told me, if the flakes are large, there's not going to be much of an accumulation of snow. However, if the flakes are teeny tiny, just like the ones that are coming down now, get the snowblower, shovel, etc. Hope you are well stocked because you may be in your house for a couple of days. You're going to get a lot, and it looks like we're going to get a lot. So we'll see. If you want to call in, the number here is 347-677-0699. Please give a call if you'd like to discuss Reiki or if you'd like to give me a weather report from your area of town or the world and let us know how snow is falling where you are. That would be great too. This way we can keep our listeners updated as to what's happening where. This evening's show is about the basics that every healer should remember. And I just want to caution, I'm using the term healer because I generally don't use that as a term. I don't say I'm a healer, or, you know, anyone in my circle would not say I'm a healer. We are healers. We Reiki practitioners, we facilitate healing, but none of us heal anyone. But we just use the term healer for simplicity purposes. In actuality, we are all just a vessel, a channel, a clear conduit for universal life force energy, commonly known as Reiki or Ki, you know, or Chi, Prana. We are nothing else but healing facilitators. Healing cannot be accomplished when ego gets in the way. Ethical standards include the highest ethical ideals of a profession, serving to enable and inspire practitioners, and also enforcing obligations regarding acceptable practice. Ethical standards inform all of a practitioner's professional activities and include specific responsibilities to their clients. You are free to choose who you admit as a client. Once you accept a person as a client, however, you have a duty to provide appropriate healthcare services, or when you cannot, to offer appropriate referrals to ensure the best possible healthcare and services. For more information about myself or my website, to see what Violet Rose Reiki offers, that is my Reiki practice here in Nassau County, you can find my website at www.violetrosereiki.com or send an email to rose@violetrosereiki.com. You can find me on Facebook as Violet Rose Reiki. And I also want to point out that on Facebook, I have a page called Reiki Ward, which was formed 2.5 years ago already. We're heading into year 3 to provide distance Reiki healing for free for anyone and everyone around the globe. We send Reiki healing for humans, for animals, situations. Reiki Ward does 2 to 3 rounds of healing every day at a minimum. We also place requests for healing on our healing crystal grid for 24/7 energy work and healing. We also meditate and send healing 2 or 3 times a day. So look for us on Facebook. Just type in Reiki Ward, 2 separate words, Reiki, R-E-I-K-I, and then Ward, W-A-R-D, and search your pages, and you should find us. So that when you do a search, it comes up really quickly. And we'd be very happy to send Reiki to you, family member, friends, anyone. And so please contact us there. Now, we have here the 10 basic things for a healer to remember as they practice their healing work. A healer should never forget that they are a vessel, channel, clear conduit, and nothing else. The healer does not determine the outcome of a healing. There's no intent needed to be set by the healer. The client and spirit are the ones that determine the outcome of the healing. If a body is not willing to accept the healing, no healing shall occur. If a body does not heal, if a body does heal, then you can sincerely reassure the person receiving the treatment that it is their own desire to heal in conjunction with spirit's energy and the cellular reactivation of their internal healer, which has been initiated which does the main portion of the healing process. This keeps you, the healer, at once both humble and grateful in the face of what transpires, while also providing you with the freedom and honor to witness miracles at work, whether that be the miracle of the body or any other context you wish to ascribe by your own definition of miracle. In other words, if a person comes, and sometimes people do this unconsciously, if a person comes to you for healing or for a healing experience, and as long as they're lying there on the table and you're healing them, if this person is thinking to themselves while they're lying there, this is not going to work. You know, I'm trying this, but it's really not going to work. This is not going to, you know, help me, fix me, heal me. This is just another method. I'm giving it a try, but I don't really think this is going to do it either. You know, a lot of times people who try different modalities and people who, you know, go here and there and everywhere looking for healing. Well, again, it could be subconscious because the person wants to, on a conscious level, wants to heal, wants to get help, wants to feel better. However, even their subconscious, the subconscious is saying no, you know, there's fear or there's doubt or whatever, and really, you know, not thinking, well, this is not going to work. It is more than likely, it's not the modality, it's not the professional, it's, you know, it's that going on in their unconscious where they're not willing to accept the healing, or they're not willing to embrace the fact that they can and will be healed. Number two, all people and all bodies are different. Therefore, what technique or position works best on one may not be the most effective for another. Now, I'm sure you all have heard people who swear by chiropractic, who swear by acupuncture, who swear by Chinese medicine and different brands, different modalities within that, other people who swear by massage. And it's true, everybody's body responds differently to different modalities. The thing is, we're all unique, and you are unique. And in your own uniqueness, you need to search out what works best for you. And sometimes it's not even that a modality doesn't work for you at all. It's just sometimes your body needs a certain modality, and sometimes your body needs another modality. Now, chiropractic always worked for me really well in conjunction with Reiki, in conjunction with acupuncture. This past year, it seems that the chiropractic stopped functioning for me. However, I replaced it with massage, and the massage is working very well. So sometimes you have to switch it up. See which modality works best for you, which helps you. And then when you find a common ground, you go with either that one modality or a mixture of two or a mixture of three, whatever works for you. You know, nothing ever stays the same. If you expect something to stay the same forever, it's just not going to happen. Energy is constantly moving and constantly morphing and changing. So we are all energy. And if energy constantly morphs and changes, well, then the way you treat it or the way you embrace it and what you're doing, you may have to change that a couple of times or whatever. So embrace change. Find a modality that works, and sometimes, you know, tweak it a little or switch up the modalities. 3, energy, arguably while having a mind of its own, does not always most efficiently redirect itself to the root or core of an issue. Energy will merely go where in the body it is most needed. Therefore, the practitioner should have knowledge and an intuitive understanding of how to redirect energy and why. Now, that statement being made, when it comes to Reiki, practitioners, it's not that the practitioner should know where to send the Reiki, because Reiki goes where it needs to go by itself. It is an intelligent energy. However, the practitioner needs to intuitively know where their attention should go on the body to enhance the energy. An example, Reiki can be sent by holding your hands above someone or placing them on someone, as in the positions, the hand positions of Reiki, which start at the head and go down to the feet. Generally, when you start a Reiki session, you start at the head and work your way down. In some cases, as you're working on a person's head, you're up there by the head, you've got your hands there, and you intuitively are pulled, or, you know, your attention is being drawn to another part of the body, which is not around the head. Your attention could be drawn to the left ankle, the right knee, the left hip. So because Reiki is also sent in two other forms, a Reiki practitioner can beam Reiki from their eyes, looking at something, and a Reiki practitioner can also send Reiki healing from their breath. So sometimes if you're intuitively pulled, if you're a practitioner, if you're intuitively pulled to the person's left ankle, say, while you're working on their head area, you can look at the left ankle and you can beam Reiki to their left ankle. You can also use your breath sometimes while I'm working on someone's head area. I'll intuitively feel that I need to send Reiki down the entire front of the body, maybe to work in conjunction with the beaming of the left ankle, or just as a wave to go down the entire front of the body. And I will then use my breath and send Reiki that way. So you have hands, you have eyes, you have breath, all different methods how to direct the energy or direct it with more attention. Okay. If you do not get to the root or cause of an illness with energetic sessions in this way, this may be because you're not being shown the whole picture and thus may require several sessions in order to wholly address the client's complaint. Now, there again, there are a lot of people who come for Reiki sessions and feel, well, you do this energy stuff and this hocus pocus stuff and you know, magic healing, we've heard. And so I'm going to come to you, get a session, and walk out and be. Sometimes it happens like that. Sometimes it doesn't. So this, you know, a particular person might need 3 sessions, 6 sessions, 12 sessions. It depends. Everyone, again, is an individual. We're all different. No one's body is exactly like the others. And sometimes you'll have friends come and a friend will say, well, my friend came to you and she had 2 sessions and she felt great. And, you know, she said, you're just wonderful. And this particular friend now is coming to you, but they have a much more serious problem. They have a more severe blockage or blockages in different areas. So they're going to take a little bit more work. And when you evaluate them and you say, well, you know, I think you need at least 4 sessions, they may say, well, how come? Well, because that person is that person and you are you, and they had their issues and blockages that were, you know, lesser, lighter, you know, not as severe or whatever, and yours are a bit more, you know, deeper. So no 2 healing sessions are the same. So it helps when you are doing an intake and when you're meeting with a person that you, you know, you evaluate why they're coming to you, what their problems are. Some people will say, well, I'm just really coming for relaxation, for stress. And then other people will actually give you a litany of physical, emotional, mental problems that they're having. And then you go over them one by one and you discuss what you're going to do for them and how you feel, you know, this is going to help them, et cetera, et cetera. Number 4, you are being allowed a sacred position by a person who agrees to let you be the channel for their energy work. This means that everything which transpires in each session with each individual should receive the utmost respect and privacy. Honored as if the client were opting for a Western medical treatment. Now that's a given. If you are doing this kind of work, you need to keep a person's privacy. You know, don't have a session and say, hey, I just did a healing on so-and-so. You know what their problem is? Blah, 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 blah. Or I did healing on such and such and they just burst out crying and, you know, no. I am known for telling my clients once they go into the treatment room and, you know, we're going to start the session, I'll say to them, look, you know, this could be a very emotional experience for you. And I just want you to know that my treatment room and my office is like Vegas, it's like Las Vegas. Whatever happens here stays here. No one, you know, we'll know about it. You could be rest assured you have complete privacy and confidentiality and no need to worry about that. And, you know, people, it comforts them because a lot of people, medical doctors, they assume a medical doctor, you know, is well, they have, you know, they have ethics and they well, this whole thing, they're sworn in and then, you know, so yeah, they have it. But you, Reiki practitioner, I don't know. But, you know, in reality, yes, we do have ethics. There are, you know, ethical standards for healing practitioners. We strive to be professionals. And we are committed to a lifelong process of you know, helping people heal. So that's another thing, you know, the utmost respect and, you know, we look to treat people with compassion and with understanding and most definitely all the respect we can give them. We're going to take a short break and we'll be back. Welcome back. The call-in number here to the studio is 347-677-0699. And just a couple of other pointers, informationals, if you will. Violet Rose Reiki is conducting a level 2 class this January 18. So anyone who is interested in receiving a level 2 attunement class, taking a level 2 class, we will be having that on January 18. And in the level 2 class, you're going to be learning the Reiki 2 symbols, distant healing and absent healing, Japanese healing techniques, use of the Reiki 2 symbols for sending distance healing, constructing and charging a Reiki crystal grid for continuous distance healing. We'll be doing Reiki meditations, practice treatments, and you will receive your level 2 certificate of completion. Also, services at Violet Rose Reiki, and again, you can see these on my website, www.violetrosereiki.com. We've added some new services. We have our general services that we've always had. We have hour-long Reiki sessions. We have half-hour Reiki sessions for those of you who are constant clients. In other words, this is like just a maintenance quickie if you get Reiki sessions on a regular basis. We have Reiki session and sage clearing. We have Reiki session with a chakra balance. A new service is Atlantean Reiki with Atlantean crystal layout healing session. We also offer the ultimate body detoxification, which is a foot bath, an ionization technology technique in the foot bath, followed by a half an hour of Reiki. Reiju, which is a Reiki empowerment or attunement, or tune-up as we like to say, is also available at Violet Rose Reiki. And we also offer a psychic attunement. If you would like to get in touch with your spirit guides, if you would like to give more energy to your own psychic ability, if you think you have psychic ability, well, everyone does, but if you've been feeling things and you know, getting signs, as you will, from the universe that your psychic ability is moving and developing and you're looking for added help in that area, contact Violet Rose Reiki and see if the psychic attunement would be something you feel is right for you. We'll also be offering a level 1 Reiki class in February. We haven't set the date in stone yet, but more than likely it'll be February 8th. And now let's get back to our 10 basic things for a healer to remember. Number 5, every single body possesses a wisdom, which therefore can tell you a tale. If you know how to listen, questions when appropriate, and work to develop both your knowledge and your intuition to build your skills as a channel for the energy which passes through you. An open mind can be as imperative as an open heart to strengthen your channel for healing energies. And lots of times it's true when I'm sitting with a client, a prospective client, a new client, whatever, and they're coming to me and they're telling me why they are coming to Reiki and what they're looking for in a session. As we sit there and chat, and I'm talking to this person, intuitively I'm picking up things about them and getting messages, and we'll start talking about this and that. And sometimes something that this person really didn't have uppermost on their mind when they walked in the door, or they even thought that Reiki could help, if I mention it to them, like, you know, well, I feel that you might have this or that, and, you know, and then they'll go, oh, yeah, you know, I am having trouble sleeping or something or whatever it is. And so now we address that and we talk about that, and it brings it into the conscious level of that person. So while they're laying there on the table and getting their treatment, they know now that they've heard it expressed and it's been brought from the subconscious to the conscious, yeah, you know, there's a sleeping issue. And in that session, the energy will most likely address that issue. Some people are more naturally sensitive to energy than others. This is not a determining factor on whether the client will receive healing or not. Some will report great success in terms of relief of symptoms or a lessening of their issues after a span of time has passed. Yeah, I received a lovely message from a student who had come, not a student, I'm sorry, well, she wanted to be a student, but has no time for it yet, but she came as a client and she just came for relaxation and stress and what have you. However, in the session, her knee happened to catch my attention, and I asked her if her knee was bothering her, her right knee was bothering her. And she said, yeah, you know, it's been bothering me for a while. As a matter of fact, I love to dance, but I haven't been going dancing lately because my knee has been, you know, bothering me. So I kind of stopped dancing for a while. So the knee was given a little extra attention in that session. And I got a beautiful note from her now. It was the first email I opened in the new year. And she said, hi, Rose, this is your client, Edith. I just wanted to take a moment to thank you for the time we shared this past summer. I was truly blessed by your services and want you to know that I have seen major differences since that day. May the new year be very prosperous to you and your continued success. Happy 2014. Hugs and kisses. She actually did, after the session, got up and was amazed at how much better her knee felt. And she was dancing around here in the office. I said, you know, don't overdo it. You feel good today. So just, okay, accept that. Go slow and see how it feels. But she had spoken to me, emailed me in once or twice. Yeah, we did speak, where she said in the email and the phone call, you know, she really, her knee had improved so much that she was so happy she had come for the Reiki, and she was just happy to be feeling whole, you know? So it was amazing that she didn't need another treatment for the knee. She had the one treatment, and that was it. And she's in great shape thus far. I also had someone come to me who was very, very, very energy sensitive. And when I started to work on her, she said she really felt the energy very strong. So what we did was, you know, I start Reiki on her, and then I would kind of pull away a little bit and give her a breather for a couple of minutes, and then go back to giving her Reiki. So it was kind of like hands on, hands off, or Reiki on, Reiki off through her session, because her body was just very sensitive to energy. But all in all, she, little by little, she came for follow-up sessions. With each session, she got more acclimated to the energies, and by the time I had finished treating her for whatever she had multiple issues, she could take a full session without saying, you know, it's too much, it's too strong, it's whatever. Many people have allergies and sensitivities. Please be thoughtful and inquire as to whether any specific scents tend to create an issue for someone. Now, you know, generally when someone comes to a Reiki session, you like to have a candle in the room. Scented candles, But again, certain people don't like certain scents or they're allergic or whatever. So you should ask. Sometimes in the healing, I use essential oils, but I will ask the person about the essential oils because I know for one, I can't stand the smell of jasmine. Now, a lot of people find it very relaxing, very soothing, but I just can't stand it. I would go for massages at this one place and the woman like would always start burning this jasmine oil in my massage room. And I couldn't for the life of me figure out why every time I went for a massage, I would get nauseous. I finally figured out it was the jasmine. I mean, I love lavender. Lavender's lovely. But jasmine, and a lot of people like the essential oil patchouli or lang lang. And I know a lot of people who say, I can't stand those, you know, fragrances and scents. So you have to be very careful what scents you're using in your work. Also, yourself. Don't douse yourself with perfume. You know, a perfume of your liking it might not gel with your clients. So, you know, that's another thing to be thoughtful of and you know, aware of. A lot of times, individuals receiving chemotherapy become easily nauseated by scent. Unscented products are usually your best bet for the first session until the recipient can assure you that they are not experiencing any atypical sensitivity to any odors, be it candles, oils, et cetera. You know, so just be aware of that. Number eight, judge not any who have emotional releases while receiving a treatment. I've developed a treatment that I use in my sessions, and this is specifically for people who have deep emotional issues. And the tissues are always at the ready. And I will tell the person, this particular treatment may bring up a lot of emotions and a lot of feelings. You may feel anger. You may feel, you know, sadness. You could start crying uncontrollably. You may cry uncontrollably from anger, frustration, from sadness, from a myriad of emotions. And I tell them, it's fine. I've got enough tissues, boxes. So if the tears come up, if these emotions come up and you need to release and you need to cry, then by all means, let her rip. You know, I'm not judging you. I'm not going to be talking about this with anyone. No one will know. And just let it out and bring it out, because receiving intense energetic sessions may trigger deep, unforeseen, and unanticipated releases, which are imperative to the rebalancing process. You know, it's so sad that most times people growing up, more so men, I feel so bad for men. They really get the brunt of this. You know, don't cry. No tears, no crying. Well, why? We even have women in society nowadays that don't want to cry because they don't want to be seen as the crying, pathetic little damsel. Like, you know, they're not strong women. They're not, you know. And crying is perfectly fine. It's a cathartic practice. It's when you cry, you get it out. A lot of times if people are very depressed and going through grief, what have you, depression, sadness, grief, I've given this advice to many people who, and a lot of these people are people who consider themselves strong. And, you know, I don't want to be seen by anyone crying or what have you. I'll say, go in the bathroom, take a shower. And while in that shower, I want you to cry your eyes out. And if no one's home, even better, because I tell them, cry, release, wail, scream, do whatever you need to do to get it out. And trust me, you will feel better. So, you know, Please be kind enough to allay any concern or embarrassment a client might have, you know, by experiencing these emotions, and help them understand what is happening to them and why, and let them know it's perfectly all right. You know, they're coming to you for healing. They're coming to you for understanding. They're coming to you so that, you know, through you and your help, they can help heal themselves. They can embrace the healing. So definitely let them know there's no judging involved. 9, proper intake procedures are as important in an energy session as they are in any other healing practice. If someone reports an issue to you, you can be sure you are meant to heed it. As an example, some souls cannot endure touch either because of a physical pain or because they are uncomfortable with touch of strangers. Please honor this, even while you open yourself to intuit ways in which to help the client to overcome this potential challenge. 10, aftercare. Aftercare is as important as the treatment. Clearly defined rules are best provided to the client prior to a session, already on paper, so that they can refer back to the sheet in case of question. If some may experience a toxin release, but you have not explained it thoroughly or completed the follow-up too soon following a treatment where the person may not be fully mentally present yet, back in their body wholly, as we say, then you may accidentally create needless worry, upset, fear, and confusion for them should they experience toxin releases. It's like after every Reiki class, I inform my students, you know, you've got 21 days where you're going to be releasing toxins and balancing and everything, and I want you to drink a lot of water in these 21 days. Be good to yourself. Be good to your body. Don't do excess of anything. And, you know, just let them know what's going to be happening to their body after the Reiki experience, be it an attunement, be it a session. You know, you want people to know. Please create a document which clearly outlines aftercare instructions to help ease your client's mind and processing, as well as helping to avoid any possible issues which generate the need of the participant to follow up with you via phone calls or make unwarranted accusations against you later. Now, everyone knows if they're a student of mine or if they've had sessions from me, I am always available. I'm always available to my clients. I'm always available to my students. You can email me. You can call me. If there's any concern, any question, and you come to me as a Reiki practitioner, then ethically, I am responsible for Reiki in your life and what goes on with Reiki and what's happening, and I should be there for you, and as I said, I am. So any question, anytime, send an email, phone call, and a lot of times if with my students, I don't hear from them, I call them. You're like, are you okay? How's the Reiki going? How are you doing? Because follow-up is essential. Follow-up is essential in any business, but with healing, all the more important, because nurturing, being interested, having compassion, letting the person know that you're there for them, that's all part of the healing, you know? So, you know, upon completion of some energetic sessions, a client might experience a brief bout of diarrhea, which is simply a blocked chakra's way of removing the toxic buildup of dealing with either the sacral or solar plexus blockages. An explanation well made in advance can allay worries that this person is suffering unduly, since this period generally lasts only 24 hours or less, though there are exceptions to this rule. I had a student come to me once and he was so concerned. He had taken Reiki level one and he was performing self-treatment, but he called me to report that he was concerned that his hands were not getting hot like mine. And he called, he said, "I don't understand my hands. They don't get hot like yours. I don't know, you know, what the problem is." So I said to him, "Well, it's not, your hands don't have to get hot like mine. First of all, this is your first attunement. You're beginning to work with Reiki energy. And not everyone's physical body reacts like another person. Some people will give you Reiki and their hands will not get hot. You will not feel heat emanating from their hands. It doesn't mean that the energy, the Reiki energy, is not flowing." So he was very concerned. And I said to him, "Just keep at it and let's see how you develop." And then about 3 weeks later, and it's funny because this is after the 21-day clearing the toxins and flushing the auric body, he called back and said, "My hands are getting warm. It's finally happening." I was like, okay, you know, everybody reacts differently. But he was so happy that now after this 21-day period, he started to feel heat in his hands. So let's see, what else do we have here? All right. General principles from Energy Healing Practitioners Code. Energy healing practitioners hold as the highest priority for their professional activities the health and welfare of their clients, students, and others with whom they become professionally involved. All other statements are elaborations upon this principle. Practitioners are committed to a lifelong process of personal development. Practitioners uphold professional standards of conduct and accept appropriate responsibility for their own behavior. Practitioners promote accuracy, honesty, and truthfulness in their communications and in the practice, teaching, science, art of energy healing, etc. Practitioners keep their agreements and avoid unrealistic or unclear commitments. Practitioners also take reasonable precautions to ensure that their personal biases, the boundary of their competence, impairments to their health and well-being, and the limitations of their expertise do not negatively impact the services they provide to their clients. Practitioners respect the dignity, worth, and uniqueness of all people and the rights of individuals to privacy, confidentiality, and self-determination. Practitioners are committed to give all persons access to and benefit from the contributions of energy healing while retaining the right to maintain their integrity, best judgment, and personal safety at all times. Practitioners are aware of, respect, and accommodate individual, cultural, and role differences, including those based on age, gender, gender identity, race, ethnicity, etc. Practitioners contribute a portion of their professional time for little or no compensation. And a lot of times you won't see a lot of that, but in reality, it helps, and everyone should. You know, you gotta pay it forward, give back, and providing services for free is just something that, you know, should be in everyone's agenda. Like with us, we do, we have Reiki Ward, which that's a totally free service. also in healing sessions and what have you, if someone really wants to come for Reiki and they can't afford it, we do have a sliding scale. We are always on the lookout to help people and, you know, get the healing out there so that everyone can afford it and everyone's able to partake of it. You know, years ago with the Reiki classes, you know, people were told, well, I'll teach you Reiki, but it's going to cost you $10,000, therefore creating an elitist group of people who could learn Reiki, because if you didn't have 10 grand, you weren't going to learn Reiki. And then there was Mikao Usui giving Reiki to everyone for free. So, you know, it's just being a healing facilitator and being an energy worker, you need to, from your own compassion, you need to get it out there and give it to the people and try and get as much healing out as you can to the world. We do daily meditation here. We're in the morning, every morning, we send out healing energy to the globe. We'll be doing, you know, mantras. We'll be chanting the mantras or, you know, doing a meditation, and we are just pumping out healing to the world, for the world. Send healing for global love. Send healing so that we have more unity. Send out healing, you know, for more harmony in the world. So we want to not only just heal the humans and the animals and the plants and the ocean and everything. We want the entire globe, the vibration, to be healed. There's so much damage, disease, negativity, that there is so much that needs to be healed, that sending it out, we need to, practitioners, all energy workers need to do this on a daily basis to get the healing out there. Send love. Love is healing. And just send love. I always say Reiki is love because it's the most beautiful energy. And when you think of beautiful energy, what do you think of? You think of unconditional love. You know, a child, when they think, you know, oh, my mommy's energy, mommy, Mother Earth, mothers, that mother and child bond. You know, you're thinking, wow, this is unconditional love. My mommy loves me unconditionally. And even though I'm bad, mommy always accepts me and loves me. So we need to send that vibration out to the world to heal the world and everyone in it. We are coming down to the last 5 minutes here. Again, if you have a question and want to call in, it's 347-677-0699. I'd like to let you all know about another sister site of ours. The site is I Equals You Namaste. And their website is iequalsyounamaste.com. Please visit them. They are a beautiful website, and their mission, as they say, is the desire to promote love, unity, consideration, joy, respect, harmony, etc., to make the world we live in a better place for all. Using the light within, we hope to inspire and spread the light one by one throughout the universe. They intend to do this by using their products with the message of oneness. I equals you, namaste. We are all one in our divinity. So their products really do go out to you with the message of oneness. We are all one. They have jewelry. They have vibrational essence sprays. They have beautiful candles. They have soy candles, which are amazing. They act as massage oil. They act as a lotion. They're wonderful for eczema, people who suffer with dry skin and eczema. They have some products. I know they have a pillow with the message, I equals you namaste. And they have some telephone covers. And take a look at the website, iunamaste.com. And let them know that Violet Rose Reiki or Violet Reiki Radio has sent you. And by all means, don't forget to check out my page on Facebook, Violet Rose Reiki. We'll keep you posted on our upcoming shows. As usual, no decision has been made for next week's show yet, but it will be over the next 24 hours. Some weeks I'm ahead, some weeks I'm behind. But check us out. Check out my website, www.violetrosereiki.com. You can find Violet Rose Reiki on Twitter as well as Facebook. And let's see, what else do I have to tell you guys? I think that's it. We're coming down to the 3-minute mark. I do hope that everyone is secure in their home and warm enough and have provisions in case you're snowed in and can't get to the store for the next day or so. I know personally me, I always stock all kinds of pasta, and I've got beans, and we always have eggs and milk. I love those Parmalat containers of milk, and they have it in whole milk, and they have 2% and 1%, which is great because it's the only milk I know that has a shelf life. You know, usually you buy gallons of milk and half gallons of milk or what have you. And I know at one time we were freezing like a quart of milk so we'd have milk on hand for in cases like this where there was a snowstorm. But when I discovered Parmalat, it was like, yeah. So I keep a couple of boxes of that. I also keep almond milk on hand, so I'm well stocked. And I hope you guys are well, and I hope you join me next week. And you'll find out what the show is here on the Seika Network or on the Facebook page of Violet Rose Reiki. And in the meantime, again, I wish you all a wonderful, happy, healthy, love-filled New Year 2014. May all your wishes and dreams come true. And may this year truly be a magical year for you of transformation, of self-empowerment, of growth, of learning your lessons and becoming the best you could possibly be. I wish you all well. Blessings. Namaste. Thank you.